ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Tuesday, December 4th, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing just great. It's been a crazy and wild day in the markets today.
Boy, it has been good.
Oh my gosh. And it sure took out a lot of the excitement out of this agreement that was supposed to come from China in reference to the trade wars. I guess the truce that was supposedly agreed to, I guess it's not happening as what we all thought it was. And anyway, that's what they're using to blame the market down 800 points. So let's get with gold. So we got $7.60 up for gold, $12.3090. We had a high of $12.42. Silver's up 14 cents at $14.60. Platinum was down 5 at 806. Palladium was up 36 bucks today at I just lost my screen at $1,243, passing the price of gold. That is an incredible feat for palladium. So it was up a little over 3%, and you have The USDX today, 96.96. Crude oil was down 12 cents at 52.83. And let's get to the paper markets just to see where the market has finished up here at 4 o'clock. Come on, computer. Computers are very slow today. I think there's been a lot of activity. And yes, my computer is not responding. Here we go. The Dow down 799 points. 25,027.
Wow.
3.10%.
Wow.
NASDAQ was down almost 4%, 3.80. NASDAQ down 283 points. 7,158. The S&P down 3.25%, holding right at 2,700, down 90 points. 10-year yield 2.92%. A week and a half ago, we were at 3.2324%. So it shows that you have money flowing into the bonds. Let's see what else interesting is going on. And the Dow is basically sinking 800 points as the enthusiasm for the U.S.-China trade truce has completely vanished. Earlier in the day, it dropped by as much as 805 points on the Dow. And the big tech stocks fell sharply. You had Apple, Amazon, Alphabet. They all lost more than 3% apiece. The sellout is wiping out yesterday's 288-point gain. And, of course, that was – and when the markets really opened in the beginning, early morning trade, the market was actually up 500 points. It ended the day up 288, so it really lost, 250 points throughout the day. And again, this is all based on relief over the ceasefire between the U.S. and China on the trade front.
Molly, can I ask you a question, if you don't mind? When does the plunge protection team kick in?
Well, it's kind of interesting in because you have these algorithms anymore. So you have the plunge protection team fighting against the algorithms, the computer trading. So, yeah, I mean, there certainly are stop gaps along the way, when you have these big drops and so forth. So I think we've seen the plunge protection team at work for the past 2 years. I think you've seen the plunge protection team in their plane. So,
well, it's no set number that they jump in. Let's say 500 or there's no set number.
No. And they have certain percentages of stop gaps. And, you know, they can go in there, and then they did change the trading laws and rules and so forth, where these, you know, gaps can put, or these certain points can put the market to a stop and so forth. But I haven't had a chance to truly view. I mean, it's just an incredible drop, 800 points. And all based on the, so there's more to it, ladies and gentlemen, than just the truce for the tariffs, whether they're on or whether they're off. And there's a big debate on what Powell is going to do. Now, you have a couple days like this. What do you think Powell's going to do next week? Powell's not going to raise rates next week. So, no. You know, you don't know how these markets are being played. We have a tightening yield curve. That reflects fears about a growth slowdown. We talk about this, Dave and I, on the program about these yield curves. And there's a little bit of fear whether the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates more quickly than the economy can handle. So it's still a big question whether he's going to raise rates next week or not.
They're going to shut the market down tomorrow for Bush's death. And also, the federal government's going to shut down tomorrow. Now, this is all in my mind. It's all just a thought. I know back in 2007, I think they shut the market down whenever Gerald Ford died. They didn't do anything with Reagan that I remember. But why are they shutting down the market? Why are they shutting down the federal government? I mean, what's the point? I mean, is it kind of, could something happen when that's down? Hold off for a day before anything knows about it?
I mean, they closed the market for 9/11, so there's various reasons why they closed the markets. And, I mean, they did close the markets for Gerald Ford's death in 2007. Hurricane Sandy, they closed the markets.
Well, I'm just kind of curious, it's closing the market and the federal government both tomorrow. I'm just kind of curious about that.
I mean, governments shut down. I mean, they shut down. I mean, you still have workers, people working. But the post offices are closed tomorrow. Banks, I believe, will be closed. Considering Bush's elite. Anything can happen. Do I think they're doing it for a reason other than Bush's funeral? I don't think so.
Well, I don't remember the market shutting down for the email's death. I really don't. Now, I know Dave Sandy and all that because of a weather disaster. It was nasty up in Washington D.C. too. But I just kind of curious about that. I didn't know they did it before with a president's death. But they haven't done it for every president apparently.
I think they've done it. They did it for Reagan, I believe.
Did they really? Okay. All right. I don't know. This is just something come to mind. I thought it was kind of curious.
You know,
but I knew you'd have the answer.
What I find interesting, though, is, the worst thing that they can do is close the markets. I mean, if we have an 800-point drop today, the worst thing they could do is, if they close the markets tomorrow, what do you think it's going to be on Thursday?
Well, that's why I was wondering.
I'm going to consider Thursday is going to be a bloodbath. So I don't see, unless something else pops up tomorrow, but I just can't see it. I mean, when you least expect it, that's when things happen. It being in the middle of the week, what do you think? You're asking me, what do you think?
I really don't know. I mean, I don't know. And this is probably just me. I mean, I'm just a mere mortal, okay? I'm not a gold diva. But anyway... not just me, but I think I don't know this, but I don't feel good about it. Something could happen. Now, it's probably nothing. It's just me. It just seems kind of odd. And it'll fall on the day after the market has such a rough day too. So we'll see. That's all I know. I mean, I don't expect anything, but I just have a gut feeling. You ever just have a gut feeling and you can't shake it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And it's probably wrong, but I'm just sharing my thoughts. You asked what I thought, and that's what I think.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when a president is in office, that is when they design their funeral. That is when they plan their funerals when they're in office.
Oh, really?
So, yes. So President Trump has either in the process or already has done so, has, you know, pretty much planned his funeral. So maybe this was part of Bush's planning of the funeral.
It may have been. Again, I don't know. I thought maybe I'd ask you. You're more experienced this than I am, so I just thought I'd ask you that question.
You know, so, you know, maybe it was already written that it would be, you know, a national holiday to allow the federal employees to participate in the day of mourning. I don't know. I'm just offering other views on this. So it's just kind of, I forgot. I don't remember the markets being closed previously. Or I don't remember the federal government being closed.
Well, I don't either, but that's, we'll have to wait and see. I guess by Thursday we'll know something, huh?
Well, it just goes to show we have short memories.
Exactly, it does.
The memories are
really
not all
does.
That good.
It
but,
really does.
So, yeah, does it make me a little uncomfortable? Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
but
time will tell.
I mean, we've got a lot of things happening. They extended the spending bill. You know, that's been signed off. There's a lot of things happening in these next couple of, you know, days and weeks. You've got the Fed meeting. They extended the spending bills. You know, he wants a wall. So how much of this is being created in order to get his wall money? You've got the Democrats coming in office in January. They're releasing the jail sentences. And I guess you have Comey and you have Loretta Lynch that's being subpoenaed behind closed doors. It's not going to be public. And they're certainly not going to say anything to, you know, surprise anyone. But, I mean, you have all this stuff going on. And, yeah, something could happen very easily. No one's talking about Iran. They shot off some missiles a couple days ago.
And Iran's threatening to close down the Straits of Hormuz again. I mean, they're discussing right now about shutting it down of Hormuz, and who knows what could happen. But Iran has the ability to do that. It wouldn't take a whole lot to do that, but that will probably cause a war in the Middle East, no doubt about it. But the Iranian broadcast said if someday the United States decides to block Iran's oil exports, no oil will be exported for the Persian Gulf. So we'll see. I mean, the president, Rouhani, threatened to close the Strait of Hormuz, which is a vital...
Hormuz.
Hormuz. Uh-huh. I can't even say it. Hormuz, M-U-Z. But it's a vital shipping area for all the oil that passes from the Persian Gulf. So I don't know. We'll see. There is a lot going on. A lot of you don't hear in the news either, do you?
I mean, yesterday you have Qatar that announced that they're pulling out of OPEC, you know, after being a 60-year member. Things just like that don't happen. You know, certainly you have the Saudis accuse Qatar of, you know, supporting terrorism and so forth, but, you know, and supporting Iran and so forth, so that's, you know, why they were having these issues, but the Saudis don't. Does anybody remember who got blamed for blowing up 9/11?
Yep, that's true.
I mean, it's just, so yeah, there's a lot of underlying tensions going on that it could, anything, and I get people are going to hear stories about, you know, one thing that this is going to happen, this is going to happen, and this is heck going. There's a lot of things that are going on, and any one of them could break loose anything.
Well, Mueller, according to an article from Yahoo News, Mueller is about ready to shut down the investigation of Russia. According to what it says here, it says Special Counsel Robert Mueller, prosecutors have told defense lawyers in recent weeks that they are tying up loose ends in the investigation, providing the clearest clues yet that the long-running probe in Russian interference in 2016 election may be coming to a climax. We will see. But, you know, we see Michael Flynn and Manafort and Cohen, all a bunch of them lined up to be sentenced, looks like. So I don't know. There's so much tension on so many different levels. It's hard to just concentrate on one of them because there's so much going on.
There is. And, you know, this was updated just a couple of minutes ago. You have the bank stocks. They fell the most in more than a year. The SPDR S&P Regional Banking ETF lost 5%. It fell into bear market territory, more than 20% off its all-time high that was just notched in June. You have the shares of SunTrust, Citizens Financial Group, Fifth Third Bank Corp, and Regions Financial all fell more than 5% in afternoon trading. The larger banks, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, they all dropped more than 4%. You know, and you got to remember regulations. A lot of these regulations were taken off these banks. You know, and again, it all goes back to the same thing. It all made the economy and everything look good. Everybody was spending, but there's consequences. You know, day of reckoning, you know, for the recklessness. And so, you know, am I pointed to anyone specifically? No. But things are not good out there. Citigroup lost. Yeah, Citigroup lost the most, I believe. No, let's see. Citizens Capital One lost 6.1% today. Biggest loser in 52 weeks looks like is Citizens Financial, down 28%. So again, there you go. Banks. How is this any different than 2008?
It's not. Do you think it's possible that they could bail them out again? Is that even plausible? I don't see how it could happen again. Do you?
What can happen again?
To bail the banks out again if they need help again.
It cost us trillions and trillions of
dollars.
That's
what I'm saying. Yes. I mean, can a bubble hold another one?
No, we can't. And I don't think Trump would. That is one thing I think about Trump. I don't think, although I don't know. He sure has gotten a lot of money from banks, so I don't know how beholden he is to them. So.
A lot of troubling
signs.
Because
his family still borrows money, you know, his family, the Kushners of the world, and so forth. His grouping of people, they still need the banks. So I mean, so he might support them. So it's all about the banks and Wall Street.
I just don't see how this nation could absorb that much more again. I really don't.
I can't either. But you have pension plans, you have IRAs, you have retirement accounts to the tune of $21+ trillion. So, yeah, there's money for you. There's money sitting there to be reaped.
Oh, yes.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We're still running the package. It did increase. I told you it was going to increase. The $25 face value, 90% silver, along with a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle. That is $450, up $10. However, if you get two packages, we can do it for $440. So you'd be getting it basically at yesterday's price of $440 for two or more packages, and both prices include your shipping costs. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Now, you know, we were talking about the offices that are going to be I do believe the gold market is trading tomorrow, and we do have the mail delivery is going to be suspended, but limited package delivery, I guess they'll continue. The Supreme Court's going to delay arguments until Thursday. You have Indiana government offices are going to be open on Wednesday. So I guess it's going to be, you know, a hit and miss on what's open and what's closed tomorrow. Trying to find a complete list is almost impossible. But I'll keep looking while we're doing the program. But
yeah, I was kind of curious about the banks. I was just curious about that. And banks aren't federal. I mean, sorry about that. They're not federal. They're privately owned entities.
Yeah,
I know they had federal fiat currencies, but they're not federal. So, I don't know.
That is true, but they usually try to do the holiday when they can.
Well, you know, different. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Different topic, but you know how upset Trump got when GM said they're going to lay off around 15,000 workers?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You remember that, right?
Yes, I do.
Ford to announce 25,000 job cuts. This is according to Morgan Stanley. 25,000 is a lot more than 15,000. Anyway, it says, on a day when U.S. and European auto stocks rally at the expense of shares of their Chinese competitors, following President Trump's tweet that China might soon agree to reverse its tariffs on U.S.-made cars, Morgan Stanley's published a report that further justifies the short-term bull case for autos while possibly infuriating President Trump. After Ford successfully spun its latest restructuring as a jobs-neutral union-endorsed shifting of employees from one factory to another, Morgan Stanley is calling it bull, you know what, writing in a report published by Monday that the Detroit automaker could soon announce an even larger round of job cuts than rival GM. Like I said, a lot of these jobs will be in the European markets, but that's still a lot of jobs. There'll be some here, of course. There's 70,000 salaried Ford workers, it says, and they have been told they face unspecified job losses by the middle of next year as the automaker works through an organizational redesign aimed at creating a white-collar workforce designed for speed. So, I don't know. I heard today Ford was adding some things on, but now Ford, according to Morgan Stanley, is going to lay off 25,000 workers, some in Europe and some here. Melanie, that's a huge cut. It really is. That's a lot of jobs out the window, no matter where it is.
Well, it certainly is, and you have to ask yourself why. People aren't buying. You know, the world economies aren't. You know, again, these world economies are all based on stimulus coming from the central banks, and They're trying to cut back. They're running out of money. It really is as simple as that. And will they be able to, they will pull themselves out of, you know, this to extend it another month? Maybe. But the point is they're running out of money. They can't continue to stimulate these economies. Who is it helping? It's not helping most of the people that are working.
Well,
or we wouldn't be
more,
having... Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm going to say, how much more can they print and stimulate with paper or digits on computer? I mean, that's all boiling down to. I mean, how much more of empty can it take to fill something up? You see what I'm saying? There's nothing there. So it's not substantial in any way. It cannot be sustained. There's nothing there to make it work. I was doing some reading yesterday on Bitcoin and how it started. Now, this is according to this article, George Soros started Bitcoin. Now, that's what the article said. I can't prove that. But it wouldn't surprise me to get people, you know, invest in something like that. And it's another bubble. It already has blew up a lot. But it's just another digital computer somewhere. So we're going to a whole system of financial means that are all fiat. Whether they're real or paper, they're still fiat. Whether they're on digital or paper, there's nothing there, Melody. It's all built on hot air and fraud. That's all I can say. That's what it is.
I know, and I'm not so sure, you know, Soros. I do believe it's, you know, Bitcoin was government created. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. We just have to decide which government.
Yeah.
But probably our own Defense Department. I mean, I do believe it's, and you're right. It's not good. It isn't anything. It's a Ponzi scheme. Needs more money in order to keep it going.
Yes.
And it's absolutely nothing. It's not real. But we live in this world anymore that's not real. We have money that's not real. We buy things with cards that aren't real.
That's exactly right. How long have we all done that? I do not use a credit card except on very, very rare occasions. I don't like them. I like to use cash. And then, of course, cash is nothing also, but it is something passing hands. I was against credit cards from the beginning. But how many people use credit cards or the little gadgets on the cell phones to do business? The transfer computer digits back and forth to banks. Melody, that can't go on forever. That is absolutely unsustainable. It can't go on that way forever. Something has to break in that chain, and the whole thing's going to collapse.
Sure, there's nothing backing, and there's no assets. There's no. But this is the. We live in this illusionary world that people have embraced.
We live in society.
There isn't. You know, I mean, it is society as a whole, as a group. I mean, we've lost, you know, we've redefined everything.
We have.
You know, where it used to be a marriage was between a man and a woman. Well, let's change that. You know, your genders. Well, let's change that. There isn't any boundaries anymore. There isn't any meaning to anything anymore. And that comes down to your money. There's
it
no
does.
Meaning to money.
Nothing,
you can have it instantly. It's all self-gratification.
That's the whole idea. They want instant gratification. They don't want to work for it anymore. They don't want to save for it. They want it right now. I know I'm guilty of that, too. I mean, we all have been guilty of that.
Yes.
But my grandpa told me before, he said, unless you can pay cash for it, you really don't need it yet. And I didn't listen to him like I should have for years, but I'm starting to see his reasoning now. If you can't afford to pay cash for it, you really can't afford it. Save up a little while. You know, at least save a down payment. But how many people are willing to do that anymore? Not very many. Seriously, they're not. It's just so easy, much easier to go pick up a card and run it through, or go to the bank and get a loan and go in debt. It's just that much. It's just much quicker to satisfy your longing for whatever you want. And I learned that lesson the hard way two or three times in my life, Melody. I'm not going to fall into it again.
Well, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, we always said the elite. You know, they moved our jobs overseas because, you know, they're going to lower our standard of living and bring the rest of the world's up, you know, to where there's an even balance. They'll collapse things, and that's when they'll usher in the, you know, the new world government and religion and so forth, monetary and everything else. You know, and that's what we talk about. But when you look at our standard of living, Absolutely. We've been conditioned. Our standard of living is beautiful compared to the rest of the world in many, many, probably 90%, maybe even more. We've got a great standard of living here in this country. Supposedly, there's money flowing everywhere. There's debt flowing everywhere. It's not money, it's debt flowing everywhere. So what's really going to lower a standard of living? We've outshopped our standard of living to some degree, if that makes sense. We've overdone it so much. How do we continue to support it?
Good question.
You know, reality strikes. And reality is going to strike hard.
You know, sometimes reality really sucks, doesn't it? When you come right up against a brick wall, it really smarts, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It does.
But
it
always comes, and
no one wants to face it. They want to keep looking different directions. Reality really can be rough on you. But one day, everyone must face reality. One day, and I don't want to get into preaching, but either in this life or next life, you're going to face reality. And you may slide by in this world for a while. It was going in debt, and gaining things. But I promise you, eventually, it's going to get you. Reality will come around until you realize you can't pay this. How many people do you have, you know, Melanie, went out and bought homes based on what they thought was going to be a permanent job? They had all the benefits, and they lost it. It's happening right now with GM. Could happen with Ford. And they lose their homes. They're homeless. I talked to people over the years on the radio that were living in cars with their family, and they had good jobs. This is in Colorado, even. Colorado Springs, to be precise. So reality sometimes come back and bite you real hard. Things you thought you'd count on all your life economically. There is no guarantee economically. That's why you should get out of debt, stay out of debt, put back something of substantial value to help you protect yourself when different things happen. That's what common sense is all about. And that's biblical financial structuring that really is the only way to keep your security in what you have. It's just that easy.
It really is. And I get with the internet. I mean, look how things have changed, Butch, over the years when you and I first started, you know, doing programs, or, you know, when my partner was doing programs and so forth. Things really have changed with the type of information that is being circulated anymore. I mean, you got people popping up on the internet, and boy, they're enticing. They sensationalize. They venture in these articles and videos. I mean, you really don't know what is true anymore. And that's why when I go to the internet, I go at one, I have my people I read, but I read people that don't give opinions. I read people that give me facts, that give me information. And you have to use a little bit of your own thinking to figure out what's real and what's not real. And the internet has made it difficult.
Short hairs.
For folks to, you know, follow the truth and to try and, you know, decipher what is real and what's not real. But anyway, I don't want to be preaching, because that's not my job. My job is to, you know, bring you facts and so forth. So to let you know that we're here to help you.
And that is so important, people. I know she tells you this every day, 100 times a week, but Melody Seastrom does have some answers for you. And why you don't call and talk to her, I have no idea. I don't care if you can only afford $2 silver. It's something of substantial value. You put back, you keep it. It's there. It's not going to go anywhere. It doesn't rust away. It doesn't just fade away as a digital computer. It's not like a piece of paper. It's not going to lose its value. It's going to be worth something, because it's tangible. It's real. And that's why I bought it years ago. That's why I still try to buy some when I can. But Melanie Seastrom has the answer for you if you just trust her. And I guess you heard now that the post office this year, fiscal year 2018, had a boom in business, but they still lost $1.2 billion over the loss recorded in 2017. The post office. They want to privatize the post office. The post office, in my opinion, already is mostly privatized. That's why it's going broke. The post office, Melody, was never meant to be a for-profit organization. It was to be run by the federal government to deliver mail.
Pensions. How can you?
That's it.
How do you say
pensions? And yes. It was not meant to be that way. Our founders didn't perceive the idea that one day they'd be paying out more in pensions than they're bringing in revenue. But the post office was to be a federal entity run by the federal government for a no-profit to give a service to the people. But it's in a mess, a huge mess. So I don't know what's going to happen there. I don't know what they're going to do. They're wanting to, to make them open up other markets for, new products, new services, and new markets that can generate new money.
Prices can go even higher then, too.
Exactly. That's the whole point. 50 cents now, a mail letter, if I remember right.
Yes,
we get a little discount here through the ministry, but 50 cent things about this. I know I'm old, but I can remember when a postcard was a penny, and a stamp was 5 cents or 3 cents. I can't remember which. Now, the post office was not meant to make money. But you cannot pay out the nose on pensions forever and ever, because people can retire every day, and they don't have no money to put back to retire on, so you have to live off the ones who are working. And it can't go on that way forever, Melody. It's going to collapse, just like Social Security one day is going to collapse. It has to. It's a Ponzi scheme. It can't last. As many people, workers today in automobile unions and coal mining unions are realizing these pensions can't go on forever. So we'll see. But the post office is hurting for money again. Imagine that. You still there?
Yes, I am.
I lost you. But this is something, it does concern me, because, people that depend on retirement, as I do, I worked for, 50 years, longer than that, actually, and still working part-time to pay the bills, even. But if the pension would drop, how many people out there would be destroyed, Melody?
Oh, it's we're getting blasted from every area. I mean, when we look at our the banking, these retirement accounts, and as I said earlier, you got, $20+ trillion sitting there for the government to take. Then they're not worried. I read these blurbs online where people make their comments and so forth, and like they talk, well, I don't mind paying taxes. Well, you should.
Absolutely.
You should, for their recklessness, for their the corruption. I mean, I was surprised just a couple, was it last week, they were actually talking about the slush fund. That they were actually going to begin to investigate who really benefited from that, $15, $16, $17 million, hush fund, whatever you want to call it, to these politicians who paid people to keep their mouth shut.
Yep.
Because they did something wrong. Yes, we should not pay taxes. That's what our taxes go to.
Most people don't know that our taxes do not pay one penny on the federal debt. Not 1 cent goes to federal debt. None. It doesn't. Even our elected officials are not paid from federal taxes. They're paid from the IMF, so they work for them, not us. Now, this is all fact, folks. Check it out for yourself. We're being conned again.
Again? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We're heading into a break. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom with Butch Paul.
Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every
food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. $450 on a $25 face value, 90% 50 cent pieces. And of course, we have a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle. It includes your shipping costs, $450. And if you purchase two or more packages, that drops the price to $440. So give us a call, 800-375-4188. I just want to do this real quick because I know you want to talk about something, but I find this very interesting. We're drawing a line in the sand with Russia, I believe. Pompeo gives Russia an ultimatum, 60 days to comply with nuclear weapons treaty or the U.S. will leave. I don't know what that is about. I don't know what happens if they don't comply. But the arms control agreement prohibits the production of testing of ground-launched cruise missiles with a range of approximately 300 to 3,400 miles. But it's a line in the sand. So we will leave the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces, or the INF, treaty. Pompeo said Russia has developed multiple battalions of the SSC-8 missiles, a move that falls outside the Cold War era arms agreement. Its range makes it a direct menace to Europe, and Russia's violation of this treaty erodes the foundations of effective arms control and undermines Allied security. This is part of the Russia's broader pattern of behavior that is intended to weaken the overall Euro-Atlantic security architecture. And this was on a joint statement. So we call on Russia to return urgently to full and verifiable compliance. So it is now up to Russia to preserve the INF treaty. So that treaty was signed in 1987 between Ronald Reagan, President Ronald Reagan, and at that time the Mikhail Gorbachev.
And how long did you give them to do that? How many days or whatever it was?
60 days.
2 months, okay. Interesting. Yeah. We will see.
So I'm not sure, you know, if we just pull out of it, but that means that there's no restrictions on what they can or can't do.
Interesting.
Bolton said that the American position that Russia is in violation, it is Russia's position that they are not. So one has to ask, how do you convince the Russians to come back into compliance with obligations that they don't think that they're violating? So, again, that is a line in the sand. You know, so we pull out of the deal. I don't know what happens after that. So, again, interesting.
It is interesting. And we're talking about job cuts a minute ago, and I know I don't say this right, but Reuters, the news agency, go ahead and correct me. What is the right way to say that?
Reuters.
It's spelled R-E-U, so it's Reuters. Anyway.
Now you got me all messed up.
Gosh, anyway.
You can't have me talking West Virginia here in any time soon.
I'm trying to learn you, girl. But anyway, they're fixing to cut 3,200 jobs, which is about 12% of the workforce. I mean, this is a news agency. It's going to cut jobs for the next 2 years to kind of streamline their business. I guess they're trying to cut costs, obviously. But it's amazing that we, you know, from everything from car manufacturers to news agencies are starting to cut back on their cost employees. And all these people got to go to work somewhere, or do they? Just curious. I mean, do they? I mean, will they? I mean, I'm looking here at a village in a Swiss village. This is a true story now. A village in northern Switzerland hoping to pay people up to 2,500 francs, that's $2,500, $5 and $10 a month, has failed to raise enough funds for the basic income project. The crowdfunding campaign yielded just 151,836 francs, a fraction of the 6.1 million francs required for the experiment. More than half the 1,300 inhabitants of Roinau by the River Rhine, close to the German border, has signed up to be a part of the test. Now, imagine that. Half of them sign up to get free money. Hey, that ain't a bad deal, Millie. I mean, I'm surprised only half signed up, not the whole town.
But I know. What's wrong with the other half? Oh, those are the ones that are they're working.
That's it. That's it.
The other half are the ones that are working. Yeah.
But they tried to raise 6.1 million francs to pay it, and they only raised 152,000 roughly, and they had to drop the program. Now, the whole question is this. Who in their right mind is going to donate to somebody that's extra high end and live off them? Who's going to donate without force? I pay into things I don't believe in, like property taxes and public schools. I never use public schools. I don't like public schools. I think they're the bane of society. But the point of it is, they forced me to do it. If I had my choice, I would not pay a dime to the public school system.
I wouldn't either.
And I certainly don't want to pay for somebody to get $2,500 a month to sit at home and do nothing. Do you?
Absolutely not.
So, I mean, they were shocked they couldn't raise the money. I mean, are they that dumb in Switzerland? They think people are going, hey, here you go, take my money, yeah. I mean, gee whiz. If they come through Nettie, West Virginia, and said, everybody here wants $25 a month, free money, don't do a thing to get it, I'd say they'd probably get more than half the town, at least, to do that.
Yeah, I would think.
Of course, a bunch of them are already doing it anyway. So, you know, hey, it is what it is. Get mad if you want to. I don't care. A lot of people in this state live off welfare who could work, but don't want to work, and they don't have to work. Because I'm paying them, Melanie. You're paying them.
Well, the system, Butch, is designed to keep people from wanting to better themselves.
Sure it is.
You know, they give them just enough to survive. And
they sit around and whine, and I'm going to be in a minute. I go to the doctor or the dentist. Guess who pays? At least part of it. I pay off the dentist. But even if you can see a doctor, I pay a copay, whatever I pay. But I know people have chip cards. They call me children and something other insurance, and they have the cards themselves. They walk in and see a doctor. They don't give a dime out. Not a dime. And I'm wondering, how does that work? I mean, it's not my fault they have children. Don't blame it on me. Why should I take care of it? That sounds heartless. Maybe it does. But since people I know personally, I know they could work if they wanted to work. But they don't want to work. And as long as you feed them, they will not work. There you go.
I know people a couple years younger than myself. They pay a couple bucks a month for health insurance. I know people who pay $50 a month.
How do you get by with that? I don't know how to do it.
I don't know either, but I have also known people who have been on, and yes, we're picking out select people. Not everybody.
No,
is
not everybody.
The same. But not everybody is the same, and I don't mean to imply that.
A huge number of them do it though. Not everybody, but a huge number do that.
Absolutely, and that's why we have a problem with our deficit.
Yep, it sure is. And you probably saw this, too, that Daily Beast Woodruff, Dems lining up to get on Nadler's committee anticipating impeachment. Monday on MSNBC's Hardball, political reporter for the Daily Beast, Woodruff, Betsy Woodruff, said Democrats are lining up to get on the House Judiciary Committee because it would be presiding over any potential impeachment of President Donald Trump. Matthews asked Betsy, starting January 3rd, the president faces a second enemy. It's like Germany and World War II, the West and East coming after them, the Democrats and the Congress. They will be subpoenaing everything from his tax returns to the latest filings that they can't get automatically from Mueller. They're going to go after him for everything.
Well, you know, I've been reading also and hearing where some of these new Democrats going in, they're actually writing letters to Pelosi saying, look, forget this impeachment. Let's concentrate on other things. And the number one, they have to have a reason to impeach Trump. I mean, they just can't go in there and start the proceedings against Trump. He hasn't done anything. So, you know, unless something comes out of Mueller's report, that's, you know,
I don't think that's happened.
I don't think that's going to happen either. You know, I think the worst that it's going to do is perhaps expose Donald Trump's various monetary connections and so forth. And, you know, perhaps he did things that he probably shouldn't have done, but I don't think those things were illegal. And, I mean, I don't agree that he should be out there tweeting against Mueller. I mean, not against Mueller. Well, I guess Mueller, but I don't think he should be out there tweeting against Cohen and, you know, Manafort. I mean, you know, it's, you know, I'm not supporting them in any way, but, I mean, the whole thing is wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is... It's messed up. I'll tell you what, I saw a picture when, was it Cohen came out of court? I believe it was Friday. And you looked at his eyes. I could have thought that they had removed his eyes. He just had black holes there. And I'm thinking, oh, it gave me the creeps.
Wow.
It did. It looked like he just had black holes there. I mean, that's how worn down and everything he was. And, you know, unless we see... Everything, it's hard to determine what's lies, what's not lies.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know the politicians never lie to us, man. They
took
them out the moving.
Of course,
you know.
Not. You know, so, I mean, just previous history will tell us that, you know, probably 80% of it is lies.
Absolutely.
So I don't know how they can impeach Trump. You know, he hasn't done anything.
I don't know. Only time will tell, but I do look for him to use that excuse of why he can't get more done. That's just my opinion. We'll see in a few months. But I guess you already know that the people in France were a little bit over. Well, they were angry, very angry at their president because of the so-called fuel tax. It looks like that and even the police, the police took off their helmets to agree with what they call the yellow jackets against his Macron's fuel increase, and he has backed down on for a while. But when the police officers maybe don't join forces with the protesters, but they take a hat off and say, hey, we understand what you're doing, Macron backed down on this fuel tax. So we'll see what happens there, but that's kind of interesting. I mean, it really is. I mean, the people took the streets. And I'm sure it's probably needed. But it is what it is. So what's your opinion on that?
Well, absolutely. You know, do I agree with them setting buildings on fire and
that?
No, I, you know, but it got their attention. So, I mean, is that what it takes?
Well, you know, when's the last time our federal government asked us if we won the increase in taxes and would we stand for it? I mean, would you mind if we raise gas tax federally or even statewide? Or would you mind if we raise this or that? They don't ask. They just do it. And most people go, that wasn't nice. Then back to sleep.
But you know, yeah. But you know what? All of Europe is falling apart.
It is.
I mean, they're catching up to, you have France. Have the Brexit. You have Italy. You have Germany. You still have Greece. I mean, they're all in, you know, bad.
Well, do you remember when the European Union first got organized? Everybody thought, oh, it's going to save the continent. Remember that?
Yep.
And all it done was forestall it for a while. That's all it done.
That's all it has done. So, it is interesting to see. Now, the Prime Minister did suspend the planned increases to the fuel taxes for at least 6 months.
We'll see what happens now.
So we'll have to see what happens for 6 months.
I want to run two more things, buddy. We're in that time so fast. New Jersey has got a bill they're wanting to pass. They'll allow illegal aliens to obtain driver's licenses. The reason being because it would save them as much trouble trying to find work. Now, but we'll back up a minute. They're here illegally. They're wanting jobs. And you won't give them a driver's license and go to work here, and they're here illegally. And it said, well, if they give them a driver's license, too, that means they can register a vehicle and get insurance. Oh, okay. So it's okay if you're illegal. Here's your driver's license. You can go get a job. You can buy a vehicle. So what's the problem with this being a legal thing? How about the option of deporting them back where they come from and tell them to come back the right way? I mean, Millie, this is insane.
They're not the only state, though, Butch.
No, they're not. But this is insane.
It is.
It's insane. And another thing I'll cover quickly for our time, this isn't very pleasant, but it's true. They did some tests, and this was in London through there. I'm sure it's all over the world. If you go into a lot of McDonald's now, you punch in your own order. You know that, right? You have kiosk there where you tap the screen. They found, I'm not making it up, it's sad, but it's true, feces on every touchscreen they tested. Now, that's a fact. So, I don't know what's going to be just in Europe it's going to happen. I seriously doubt it. But isn't very appetizing to walk into McDonald's. You should be there going anyway. If you do, and then you know that you're punching on the screen that's got somebody else's waste material on it. That is not very pleasant to think about. But it's happening.
So, well, I don't think they're encouraged to wash their hands as much as we are over here. if you go into some of those restrooms over in Europe and so forth, they're interesting, certainly very interesting. But I never liked using kiosks. What irritates me about kiosks when you're ordering food is they don't even, they show pictures.
Right.
I don't want to see pictures. I want to see words.
Yeah, but a lot of people can't read.
When I go
to a public restroom, somebody else in there, I do watch. I've done this for a long time. See if they wash their hands. I would say a third of them do not wash their hands.
Yeah.
Seriously. And then take one person to infect something. But that's just my personal observations. But all these things, I mean, sounds benign to us because it's in Europe, but people, let's not kid ourselves. People with the same hairline.
Romaine lettuce across this country was recalled.
There you go. Yes.
What do you think? What do you think their reason was about? Same thing. But same reason, we're out of time. 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll be here with Dave Allen. I'll be back Thursday with Butch. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. Thank you, Butch.
You're welcome, man. That's too bad.